Hey, Pardon My Take listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new zero sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new zero sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
On today's Pardon My Take, we have DC United legend Wayne Rooney. He's one of the most accomplished soccer players of all time. We also have a very contentious Mount Rushmore of monuments and statues, because we're in D.C. I don't think it's going to actually be that contentious. Well, actually, no. You never know. It could be the most scintillating Mount Rushmore we've ever done.
Yeah, tell you what. Here's another Mount Rushmore that's going to suck. Put a timestamp in the thing, Hank, and then make people fast forward through it.
People just know. They can just not even listen to this Mount Rushmore. All right. We also have Who's Back of the Week, and we are live from D.C., like I said.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
All right, let's go.
It's Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.
Welcome to Pardon My Take, presented by SeatGeek. Today is Monday, July 16th, live from Washington, D.C., and the French have done it.
And the
Les Bleus.
Yeah. Allez les Bleus, France. France gagne l'équipe de football. They avenge the curse of Zidane.
Yeah.
The curse that I just invented right now. Has been put away in the closet, never to be mentioned again. I've heard talk already of this being a golden generation.
Yes, dynasty.
I heard golden generation on ESPN today. Just want to say I called that last week, that they're the golden generation. They have a long way to go if they want to match Belgium's record of losing World Cup games.
The World Cup is the best tournament to win because you get to be champion for 4 years.
Yes.
That's pretty fucking sweet.
It's like being president. Yeah.
Yeah. And great trophy presentation. Putin stole the show with basically the entire field getting drenched in a downpour, and then Putin had one sorry sap holding an umbrella for him.
Yeah.
It pays to be king. Good to be king.
I wouldn't be surprised if Putin walked around Russia and it was just raining all around him except for directly above his head.
Right. It's basically the set of the Truman Show.
Yeah. So what are they going to do now? They're going to release like all the homeless people and stray dogs that they put in that big house upstate somewhere?
Yeah.
And return Moscow to normal?
And the people who streaked onto the field, they're definitely dead.
Dead. I mean, well, that's Pussy Riot.
Yeah, that's a interesting move to streak onto the field in the World Cup final in Putin's backyard.
Right in his face.
Yikes.
Yeah. You know what we're going to get out of this, though? We're going to get to hear Bob Lee say the words Pussy Riot.
Mm.
And that is such a treat.
That really gets it going.
Yeah.
So World Cup is over. Sad to see it go. France, team of the tournament, team of destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Mbappe. 19
years old.
19 years old, and he wins the I don't did he win the Golden Boot?
No, I don't think
no,
so.
No, he didn't get the Harry Kane got
Harry
that.
Harry Kane spits when he talks, scored like half his goals from PKs mm-hmm. and kicking it in from 2 feet out. He won the Golden Boot, mm-hmm. and yeah.
They should have actually given it to own goal. He scored a lot.
Yes, own goal scored a lot, including the first ever own goal in the World Cup final.
A little fun fact
for you.
So there was some the actual game itself was pretty entertaining. There were a lot of goals scored. There were a lot of boners. There was a big goalkeeping boner by France. But like that's pretty cool that the French goalie got to make the worst mistake of his life, and nobody's going to remember it ever.
Yes. Yeah, exactly, because that could have been a disaster for him. And then we tried to get soccer to stick in America by going straight from the World Cup to an indoor game on a football field in Atlanta. That worked really well. Yeah. I turned that on, and I was just like, what is this? What am I watching right now? Yeah. But yeah, I love soccer. We have Wayne Rooney on. We'll talk about that in a minute.
From a journalist standpoint, I was a little bit disappointed from this World Cup that we didn't get any tweets or any stories about, like, how when they had the Olympics over in Sochi a couple years ago,
mm-hmm.
and there were, like, spiders and rats running around the hotels and stuff. We didn't get any of those stories. Like, I didn't hear about anybody getting their laptops infected.
You know,
although I'm sure they all are.
You know whose fault that is? Jimmy Kimmel. He's so obsessed with politics and tweeting at all different politicians every day that he can't do these funny stunts.
Challenging them
to
basketball games that he can't have a wolf walk through the hallways.
Yeah,
of the hotel.
There's a hole in the punked world because Jimmy Kimmel has his brain broken by 2018 politics.
Sacha Baron Cohen is picking up that torch,
That's
though.
True.
There's
That's
some
true.
Crazy shit going on with
That's
Sacha gonna
Baron
Cohen.
That's
going
to be very, very fun. So we are in D.C., the home of politics. We're going to stick to sports, though.
Yeah.
All week.
For sure.
How are we going to do that?
Well, we're going to maybe go on a tour of the West Wing.
Oh, interesting.
Actually, okay. Probably not.
Yeah,
but
that probably fell through.
Yeah, probably going to fall through.
Yeah, but it's good to be at our back-to-back All-Star games. We made back-to-back All-Star games, so mm-hmm. credit to us.
A lot of credit to us.
We love the All-Star game.
Is there a rule in baseball that they have to have All-Star games in the most humid cities in America?
Well, I think that's summer, but I agree. It's going Miami to D.C.
We go to
pretty tough.
Houston next year?
Is it?
I don't know.
I think
I'm
we'll skip
assuming.
That. Yeah, yeah. Maybe they have one in New Orleans.
Yeah.
popped up a stadium for us.
That'd be really nice.
Yeah, it is hot as shit here, D.C. Even it's a swamp. People forget it's a swamp.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't talk about that enough.
Yeah. D.C. was built on compromise because Maryland and Virginia both gave up equally shitty parts of their states.
Mm-hmm. They're like, hey, you take that, you take that.
Yeah.
All right, so because we are in D.C., because we're here in the home of monuments, we're going to do the Mount Rushmore of monuments / statues for today's Mount Rushmore. Hank, you seem nervous.
No.
Okay.
Why would I be
Hank
nervous?
Hank was actually excited about this. Well,
right.
The only reason he was a little bit nervous is he didn't have a computer.
All right. So
he was doing it. He was doing like old school shoe leather reporting using his phone to Google stuff.
Here's what we'll do, Hank, so that you have a second here. We'll have you go PFT, me, you.
Okay.
All right.
We'll give you some time.
All right. Yeah, we'll give you a little time here.
I'm good.
Okay. Mount Rushmore monuments. Let's
monuments
go.
Monuments / statues.
Let's fucking go.
Let's do it. Let's get it. But we, by the way, we were, side note, we were going to do Mount Rushmore of things chicks dig, but we realized we already did that in honor of Chicks Dig the Long Ball.
Yeah.
So add that to the list, Chicks Dig for Forgetful Guys.
Yes.
Forget, like, you know, anniversaries and
I just want to say, no matter what happens during this Mount Rushmore, we're all going to be friends afterwards.
Yeah.
What happens in this Mount Rushmore stays
mm-hmm.
in this Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Okay. My first pick is going to be...
Oh, no.
Mount Rushmore.
Oh, okay. I was actually about to punch you in the face.
Why?
Because my first pick is going to be the MJ statue.
Oh, okay. Well,
I was nervous there for a second. When you preface it with that, I was like, mm-hmm. you motherfucker.
My first pick is going to be
Mount
Rushmore itself because you got four guys on there. You can hypothetically, you could use it to extrapolate sports debates
mm-hmm.
and fill in dead air over the summertime
yes.
and make arguments out of nothing. So
okay.
Mount Rushmore really does it all. The best presidents in the world are on there. George Washington.
You're still talking about Mount
Abraham
Rushmore.
Abraham Lincoln.
To sell this, huh?
Ben Franklin and Alexander Hamilton.
All right, so I'm going to MJ statue. Iconic statue. It's a logo that everyone, you know, it's basically the coolest logo in the world. That's the number one sports statue in the world in my mind. Not totally unbiased. Hank.
Well, the Mount Rushmore is for monuments, not just sports
statues. What about Harry Carey statue, though?
I think the MJ is more iconic.
Okay.
Just because Nike... But whatever.
Well, what came first, MJ or Nike?
Nike.
When was MJ born?
Now
I think Nike. MJ. Nike
we'll
was
to,
just a bunch of fucking Steve Prefontaine shoes
we're
that they made
to,
in a waffle maker before that. Come on.
Darren Ravel, you need to tell us when Nike was invented.
Yeah.
My first monument is going to be the Great Sphinx of Giza in Egypt.
Oh,
okay.
Okay, so this body clear of the that line, you Googled this.
Head of a man. What do you mean? No, my second one's going to be Lincoln Memorial. I think the Ooh. Best monuments are the big, giant ones. Like, that's how you know you really ran shit when you were alive.
Yeah.
You got a statue that's three or four times the size of you, and especially the Egypt one when they had to get people to build it for like 40 years.
Yeah, the Sphinx is cool. It got its nose blown off.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like that cat's been doing a shitload of cocaine.
Yeah.
And there's probably aliens involved, so.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Easy, number, good easy point. Number one.
Good point.
All right. I'm going to stick with statues here. I'm going with the second most iconic sports statue in the world, the Rocky statue.
Yep.
Well, that's a good one, too.
Yeah. Yeah. That one's, you know, it's basically, it's everything Philly has. So. Well, no, and they have the Super Bowl, because remember, Hank said that today they put on the Super Bowl replay on a Jumbotron in Philly today.
They shut down a street.
That's pretty fucking awesome.
During the World Cup final?
That's pretty awesome.
I love it.
That's yeah. the most Philly thing ever, being like, yes. fuck this football. This is football.
Yeah, they're going to have, like, you know, some cities do outdoor films, like, in parks and stuff over the summertime. Philly's just going to have, like, a giant screening of the Super Bowl, like, every Friday.
Yeah, every over and over.
Every
over.
Friday on the Art Museum steps.
Yeah.
Do they have to grease
most
up?
Most cities have a symphony.
Yeah.
Out, you know, but Philly, they're just going to keep playing the Super Bowl.
Do they have to grease up the Rocky statue? Were people trying to climb that thing?
I don't know.
I think they probably should.
Probably.
They should just have a guy whose job it is to keep it greased up.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, PFT, you got two.
All right, I'm going to go with Statue of Liberty.
That's a good one.
Shocked that it lasts
that's a good
this
one.
Long. Statue of Liberty,
yep.
She's beautiful. She's kind of a babe. And then my third one is
also going, French.
Also, uh-huh.
Yep.
My third one, what if the, it just occurred to me, what if the Statue of Liberty is a giant Trojan horse?
Mm.
And France has been, like, keeping some sort of, like, secret weapon in there for the last 120 years.
Coolest Statue of Liberty moment? When that movie that no one saw, that Tidal Wave hit it.
Oh, Day After Tomorrow.
Oh, no, I did see that.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, I did see that movie. Shit.
Yeah, Randy Quaid walks from Philadelphia to New York
City. You're talking about 2012.
No, you know what I'm thinking of?
Yes.
And also the Geostorm movie that I didn't see. I thought that was...
You're thinking of the Weather Machine one.
Yeah, no one saw that.
No one saw that one. and then for my third one, I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with the Great Pyramids of Egypt. So kind of versatile. They're tombs. They're also... used to, like, tell the stars. They're also used for grain storage. They can really do it all.
Okay. All right. I will come. I'll go get off the statues for a moment.
Not really monuments or statue, but that's all right.
Just what do you mean not really a monument?
Well, it's more of like a grave, a grave site.
Yeah.
It's a monument. It's a monument
of,
for their
Well, it was
more
of
pharaohs.
It was a house first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a
Nobody
house
lived
for dead
in the
people.
Great Pyramids.
Yeah, dead people did.
It's a house for the...
Did you say ghosts aren't people?
No, I'm saying it's not a house.
Okay. For ghosts, for dead people, it is.
Well, the world is really a house for dead people.
You could make that. So
the ground.
So my next one is the Earth.
Great monument.
All right. I'm surprised this one lasted. The Washington Monument. Get it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fellas.
Like a dick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, see that?
Mm-hmm.
It's a dick.
I have two, right?
Do you think that when they made the Washington Monument, like, it was just a bunch of super mature people? They didn't have any immature people, like, putting that together, being like, hey, guys. This looks like a huge fucking dick.
Well, I need to go back and figure out when it was built, because if Ben Franklin was around, Ben Franklin was like, that's definitely a penis.
Well, no, there'd be spots and like sores on it.
Yeah, it would leak out of the top.
Just a nice pus leaking out of the top. This is some, you know. Okay, so it was designated in 1966. That can't be when it was
that's
built,
not
can
right.
it? Yeah. Oh, 1848. So yeah, they definitely didn't do dick jokes back then.
Mm-hmm.
Dick jokes, I feel like, became popular in, like, the late 60s.
Yeah. People didn't even have dicks until, like, 1946.
Yeah.
The baby boom.
Mm-hmm.
That's when people started having sex.
All right, my third one. I'm stunned this one made it this long.
Uh-oh.
The Jerry Richardson statue.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Probably the most
Although
important
very problematic,
in
Hank,
our country.
So are you okay with Jeans Friday?
No, I just think he was a great owner. He defended the Shield. You guys are defending the Shield
He's
guys.
He's a great owner. Yeah. Okay.
He was a big Protect the Shield guy, but also he was...
Not really a
kind
role model.
Some bad
there.
Stuff that happened.
That's a real statue of limitations, if you
ask
me.
And then my fourth one is the 9/11 memorial. So,
ooh.
Very All legit. Right. Obviously, not to get too serious, but it's a very powerful statue. Great memorial.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I've gone there like 5 or 6 times, and I don't want to go ever again.
Yeah. All right. My way to keep it light, Hank. My fourth one is going to be the Jaguar statue, but only when the kid's head was stuck inside
mm-hmm.
of it. That's my fourth. So
that's
I
a
want
good
that
one.
Specifically written down. Jaguar statue with little kid's head in it.
Okay. My last pick is going to be, I'm going to go with the Christ the Redeemer statue in Rio de Janeiro. The one that looks out over the city and the beach.
Yeah.
Iconic. It's only, you see it in like awesome movies.
It's iconic.
If that is in.
For the World Cup in the,
If that's Olympics. In the opening credit of a movie, I will go see that
City
movie.
Of God.
If you were a challenge watcher, PFT, they once had to, they got to the top of it and then they had to like parasail down.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
But you aren't.
No, I'm not a challenge watcher.
All right, what did we miss? I have one specific one we missed. We missed the Pat Tillman statue.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good one.
That one's fucking awesome.
Yeah, the look on his face is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Taj Mahal, but I didn't want to be accused of a Googler.
The Saddam Hussein statue that got taken down.
Yep.
That was pretty cool when we won the Iraq War and everything was good and the mission was accomplished.
The JFK Eternal Flame, that's pretty badass.
Yeah, it is
like,
cool.
To have an Eternal Flame is pretty awesome. Uh-huh. I personally don't like this one, but I would argue that it's somewhat iconic, the Vince Lombardi statue in Green Bay.
Yeah.
That one. I have my nominee for the worst, the Arch in St. Louis.
Yes, that one sucks.
Fucking, like, hey, let's just put like a big piece of metal on your front lawn.
Yeah, it That's looks cool. like a leftover part from an air conditioner.
Yeah.
Like, hey, somebody just threw it out on the Mississippi River.
If you put that up in your neighborhood, someone's calling like the town and being like, hey, can they get this off their front lawn? Like,
yeah.
The Homeowners Association would never allow that to be constructed.
Yeah, it's called what, the Gateway to the Midwest?
Yeah.
Does the Midwest really need a gateway?
No.
No, you're nobody's out there like wondering, am I in the Midwest yet? If you're getting a pizza,
you're in St. Louis, you're in the Midwest.
If you're getting if you're being served a pizza that has ketchup instead of tomato sauce, you know you're in the Midwest.
Yeah.
We don't need any official announcement.
Let's be careful there. St. Louis, you're in the shitty part of the Midwest is what you're trying to say. And I agree.
Okay.
All right. So Embrace Debate, what'd we miss?
Arc de Triomphe.
Oh, that's a good one. That's very, and it's also very topical.
Yes.
Plymouth Rock.
Plymouth Rock. Yes, the Mayflower, the Tomb of the Unknown. That's a badass one.
Yeah, World War II Memorial.
Mm-hmm. And, Steve Gleason one is awesome, too, in New Orleans. When he blocking the punt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty sick. Yeah,
that's a sweet one.
Yeah. All right, well, I guess tweet us what we missed at Pardon My Take. This one's going to be really contentious, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it. I feel it. Mount Rushmore Monuments. All right, let's do our Who's Back. Ready for it?
Let's go.
Let's do it. All right.
Hank, why don't you go first?
My Who's Back of the Week, I got a couple. First one is Novak Djokovic.
Ooh, the Joker.
Got his first major title.
I was watching Wimbledon the other day, and it's very graphic. Like, we joke about it, and I don't really watch tennis, but it is.
Do you remember Monica Seles?
Yeah.
She was even worse.
Stabbed?
Yeah, but she was like, what? And then that's when she was getting stabbed. When she was playing tennis, it was like,
All right, so what do you got for the Joker?
He won his first title since 2016, first major title.
Mm.
First non-Federer and Rafa major title in like 10 majors.
Mm. Is Rafa off the PEDs? Many people are asking.
Do people complain about tennis having too many super teams? I feel like they should.
Mm-hmm. It's the young. They say that the old guys won't give it up.
Yeah.
They won't give it up to the young guys.
Yeah.
Speaking of the super teams, did you see the very topical Mbappe is going to join the Warriors?
Yes, I did say that.
That's pretty fucking good.
Guys,
I think we're gonna hold on to this one as long as possible.
That was solid.
And then my other Who's Back of the Week is giant pandas.
Oh, ooh. Good.
So last week they got taken off the endangered species.
Yes.
Okay, so that's a real Who's Back.
Good job, us.
Good job, everyone.
Yes.
Guess how many adult giant pandas there are in China?
Like in the wild?
Yeah.
900.
On record.
900.
2,000.
1,864.
All right, I love it. But that doesn't count the ones that are living off the grid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
There's some real like rugged wilderness pandas.
That's pretty
out there.
Awesome. Like, you know, people say a lot of bad things about humanity, but hey, we stopped killing giant pandas long enough so that they could get 1,000 of them in the world.
We took a 40-year break from eating giant pandas at all our important banquets.
Yeah.
So now they're back.
Hot seat though.
Good for us.
Eastern gorillas got put on the endangered list.
Oh, shit. All right.
Okay. Sweet princes.
Well, I think actually that's how the food chain works. You take one off the endangered species, you got to make sure you kill enough of another to put it
on there. Exactly. There's only enough oxygen to go around.
Right. We got to keep it balanced.
Yeah.
All right.
By the way, let's just, instead of like endangering all these awesome animals, can we just put mosquitoes on the endangered species list? Can we just kill those fuckers
Mosquitoes,
off?
Rats, pigeons. Like, there's so
careful.
Many snakes.
Pizza rat is my spirit animal.
You know
I don't want you to go after him.
Do you know what the worst animal of all time is? And it's
It's the one of the smallest. No, I don't understand. Someone fucking tell us why this animal exists.
A wasp.
And I'll tell you why you're an asshole. A tick.
Yeah, ticks.
Ticks dumb. Literally exist to just like kill people with diseases, mm-hmm. and makes it so that when you're in the summertime, you can't like enjoy walking around without pants on.
Yep, they give you Lyme disease.
Yeah,
is that scurvy? Is
yeah,
scurvy
there's and another Lyme one too. There's another like disease. They
Rocky
give
Mountain
you.
Spotted fever.
It's fucking fuck ticks, man. They're just little bugs.
Yeah, ticks suck. Also, suck. Wasps and hornets. You guys can fuck off.
Whoa.
Miss me with that shade.
Are hornets not bees? Because they're dying.
Have you ever been bit by a wasp?
I've been no, because you
I'm
don't
a survivor.
Get stung
cool.
by a wasp. You don't
I
get
thought,
bit by one.
Which one do you get?
You don't get bit by anything.
I think wasps. You get
bit by a dog.
I think
you're confusing your dog bite and a wasp sting.
Okay, well, agree to disagree.
I can actually go on for days about wasps. Know a lot about them, but I won't.
Okay,
just letting you know that.
You sure you don't want to?
Yeah. So wasps, their stingers are they're smooth. They don't have like. The jagged edges on them like bees do.
Mm-hmm.
So when a bee stings you and it pulls out, it tries to pull out, but instead it gets its guts ripped out because its stinger gets pulled out.
Mm-hmm.
Wasp, it's got a nice smooth stinger, so it goes in and out and in and out and in and out. Mm-hmm. It basically fucks you with its stinger,
mm-hmm.
and then it gets to go on living.
Okay. Anything else?
I can talk about hornets, too. Hornets are similar to wasps.
Are hornets the
stinger.
Ones that bite you?
No, nobody bites you.
I thought so. something bites you.
Bumblebees. We'll just give it to bumblebees. They don't have anything else going on.
Bumblebees, yeah. I love bumblees.
I want to get
pussies.
Yeah.
A bumblebee flies by you, like, what are you going to do, you fucking fat bee?
I want to get a pet bumblebee.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Or lightning bugs.
Ooh, yeah.
Those are awesome.
Yeah, lightning bugs are sweet.
All right, so that was talking about bugs.
Okay, so pandas are back, I guess.
All right, who you got, PFT?
Okay, my first who's back is going to be TJ Oshie.
Mm.
Oshie and his drinking is back, so he's kind of become a legend for drinking beers through his shirt. I think that's a move he invented. I've never seen that before, but I like it.
Yeah.
I like it, but only TJ Oshie can do it. Anybody else that does it, it looks like kind of a try-hard weird move.
Yep.
So that's his thing. He played at a golf tournament this weekend, and before he teed off, he chugged a beer through his shirt, and he also played with a foam dome on his head, drinking
Ooh.
Beer during the tournament.
Nice.
So TJ Oshie.
He drinks.
He drinks. That guy.
It's confirmed.
That guy. Well, I mean, you know, sometimes chugging beers, it can get monotonous. It's like, you know, a relationship in your sex life. You got to
mm-hmm.
spice it up. You got to try new positions. You gotta like, you gotta invite your friend over to drink your beer for you while you sit in the corner and watch. That's
yeah.
the thing. Keep it lively. My next who's back is Hulk Hogan.
Hmm.
Hulk Hogan's back. He got reinstated to the WWE Hall of Fame.
Nice, brother.
So they I guess removed his statue if he had one. They took his name out of all their materials because
he didn't exist
because he said the N word. Mm-hmm. But now that Papa John got in trouble for saying the N word, in America we have like a one in one out policy
yep.
for racism. So
yeah.
Papa John's racist now. And because he's in the club, Hulk Hogan is now out of the racism club.
Yep.
And
it's like so endangered species.
Yeah. Exactly. So Hulk Hogan maintains the racist ecosystem of America.
I love it.
And he is back in the WWE Hall of Fame. I've got another one. You want me to keep going?
Yeah, for sure. Do it.
The course. The course is back. Are people talking about the course?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we got the British Open, or the Open, excuse me.
Yeah, the Open Championship.
The Open Championship.
Yep.
At Carnoustie.
Yep.
Carnoustie. Which is perhaps my favorite name of a golf course. It's just very, very
interesting.
Very Scottish.
I don't think I've ever thought of my favorite name for a golf
course. Carnoustie.
Okay.
So this
Mount
thing.
Rushmore?
This thing is like
Mount Rushmore of names of golf courses.
Have you seen the pictures of Carnoustie?
Yeah.
And how dried out it is.
Very burnt out.
It looks like they're playing on Mars.
Yeah.
It's awesome. People are driving the ball like 500 yards,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know if I can consider that to be the course being back because people are just like abusing the shit out of the course and you know hitting the ball a million miles, but we're talking about the course.
Yes.
So talking about the course is back.
I love talking about the course. There's nothing better.
There is fescue. There's fescue on that course.
Yeah, it's
well.
A links course.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just playing on a beach. All right, my who's back. I got two. The first is Manny Pacquiao. He's still fighting, so that's pretty sad. I didn't realize that he was fighting until like a day before, and it wasn't a pay-per-view. It was ESPN Plus. So
well, that's a pretty hot app.
But he did win. But he did win. So
who'd he fight?
I think he fought Lomachenko. He beat him in.
Okay.
He knocked him out in the seventh. So
that's not bad. He knocked him out.
There's just nothing set. Porn stars and boxers, like an aging porn star and aging boxer. Watching them is
yeah.
one of the saddest things you can do.
Well, aging porn star. At least
it
is. A
you know. You
there's
know when it's done. You know
yeah.
when it's done, and everyone knows. And
you,
then they always hang on for a couple extra
yeah.
years, and you're like. let's just try to remember the good times because this is depressing the fuck out of all of
and
us.
And they both end up doing like farewell tours at strip clubs. Vox is going around like signing autographs at strip clubs.
So I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. And then my other back, who's back, is Jabari Parker. He is back. Hank?
Yep.
Hank's a big Jabari guy.
You know who else is back? Is Ja.
Oh, is Okafor? Where's he going?
He posted an Instagram video where he looked nasty.
Okay, so the
he's,
Duke
he's
bust.
He's definitely going to be back.
Yeah, the Duke bust of the last few years. Jabari Parker, two-year, $40 million.
But it's not even really a two-year,
it's
right?
It's 1 year.
It's a one-year with an option.
It's actually the perfect,
club option.
Yeah, it's the perfect, like, it's actually the perfect risk by the Bulls to do that. But it is very funny when you see the number $40 million and you realize that a guy who's got he's 22, so but he's got two torn ACLs, he's getting $40 million. Pretty nice. And he's back. He's going to be great.
It's been fun. Anytime a big signing like this happens with if it's the Cubs or, you know, the Bulls or the Blackhawks, it's fun to watch Big Cat talk himself into it.
Oh, yeah.
And so we've gotten to witness that in real time over the last couple of days.
I also like to do the thing where I look at everyone on the roster and where they were drafted, and it's like the Kevin White. It doesn't really matter, like, if they stink. But if they were, like, a top 10 pick, it's like, well, that's an asset right there. Like, he could have been, like, Darko is still an asset in my mind. Mm-hmm. He was the second pick in the draft. You can't just throw that out.
Yeah. There were a few guys, I remember on the R words, like, they signed a guy, Big Mike Williams, who was a pick out of Texas. And I was like, you know, he's a first-round pick. This guy could be pretty good.
Dude.
He weighed, like, 450 pounds, and he was living in his buddy's basement at the time. And then I think he came to one practice. And he just retired. And I was like, oh, well, it was worth a shot.
All those guys, whenever they get drafted really high, you're just like, forever. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Maybe we're the ones to figure this out.
Jamarcus Russell keeps talking
David
about a comeback. Like every David Boston. He could. He had that one good year.
Who else was it? There's a bunch of those guys. Kevin White, obviously, is going to be really good. Mm-hmm. So
Matt Jones, the receiver.
Matt Jones. Justin Blackman's still out there somewhere, right? He's got to do something.
He's hanging out in that bar that the scout was at.
Yeah. All right. What should we do? Let's do our interview.
Yeah, let's do it. So this is with maybe like our biggest guest ever.
Yes.
Would you say so?
Like
globally.
I don't know about that. It's pretty. Yeah,
biggest global name recognition.
Yes. Well, not physically, because he's actually smaller than I am. Which
yes.
I was shocked.
Yeah.
So I could be a football player. So this is Wayne Rooney. He doesn't do a lot of interviews. He's done, you know, just a handful here over in the States, and he has been burned many times by the British tabloids. They're big capital J's over
They
there.
Are. And he, yeah, so Wayne Rooney, like, this all came about. We actually, it felt good to get back in the, kind of to peel back the curtain here. How Pardon My Take used to work was we basically had to, like, hustle for every single interview and, like, go random places and wait up late at night. And that hasn't happened in a while because we actually have had a little bit of success where people want to get interviewed. But going to DC United, we had to do that because Wayne Rooney's such a big star that it's like the only way we can get him is if we interview him literally in front of a bunch of stationary bikes at 11 p.m. after the game.
Yeah.
And because he doesn't do interviews. He really doesn't do interviews whatsoever. So this was fun. He's not a huge talker, but I think we got him to laugh a little and have a little fun.
Yeah, he was joking around. He was having a good time. I think it was a little bit different than any interview that he's ever sat through before.
Yes.
So we basically bust his balls.
We piss-talked him.
Take the piss, mate.
Yeah, that's what his manager said. So you guys take the piss out of people.
You piss-take, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it, bruv?
All right, so here's Wayne Rooney
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
All right, here he is. Wayne Rooney. We now welcome on a very, very special guest. He is one of the greatest football players of all time. He holds the record for most goals in the EPL. He is now a member of the DC United coming off his first game. It is Wayne Rooney. Wayne, I'm going to ask you the first question. You're in America. At what point do you think we can get you to start calling it soccer?
I think it is what it is in the States. It's soccer. In England, it's football. So
okay,
I'll respect the people over here. And
it's okay. So we actually don't really care what you call yeah. it. Yeah.
But I'm going to hold you to that. If you're going to respect the culture over here, you have to call it soccer every yeah. chance you get.
No problem.
Yeah. We'll do like a fine jar for you, like every time you call it football.
Yeah.
You have to give me $5 personally.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly.
No. Here's an easier question. You're in America. Have you bought a gun yet? No.
No. Okay. I'm afraid not.
There we go. So you just moved here. You're on the DC United. Your entrance to the MLS. You coming from Manchester United. You've won all these trophies. You're such an accomplished soccer player, and then you come here. The team's obviously towards the end of the table. How do you bring your winning culture to a team like this?
Just be myself. Be myself. I want to win them, and I know the other players. They can see that. They can see that I've come here to work and to try and help us move up the table. So hopefully I can have an influence on the team and we can do that together and move up the table.
Yeah, I mean, you did it tonight when you had basically, was it two assists, credited with two assists or one assist?
No, one.
I credit you with two because you set up the other one with a little back heel. It was an all-class back heel.
It's a Wayne Gretzky assist.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that was a nice assist. But you showed right away that, like, you have the ability to set everyone up. Did you notice even your 30 minutes on the pitch that everyone's kind of focusing on you and your teammates can kind of open everything up because they have a little more leeway?
No, I think a big thing is the hardest thing in football to do is to keep it simple, play simple, and it possibly is one of the most effective things. So I actually kept it very simple today and created chances for my teammates, which is great. So, and my teammates obviously scored the goal. So, but no, I was pleased with the 30 minutes. And obviously delighted with the victory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did notice that you were playing the way you faced a lot, kind of just redirecting the ball a lot, and that did open up a lot of runs on the other side of the pitch. Is that something that you've kind of dealt with in practice with your teammates, or is that something you just kind of adjusted to in the course of the game?
Yeah, I think you have to play what you see and play what you think is right at that moment in time, and tonight I played what I thought was right, and obviously it worked.
Are you a little disappointed that you didn't get the Man of the Match trophy, the guitar? Because I hear that you're a big guitar collector.
Yeah, I am, actually. I tried to steal it off Paulie, but he's got it back now. But no, I collect guitars. So is that every game? Or?
Yeah, every game.
I guess so.
Yeah, no big deal.
What's your best guitar?
Probably Paul McCartney.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Well, I was going to ask you, do you think you're the most famous Liverpudlian of all time?
No, not at all, I think. Obviously, the Beatles.
Roger Bennett, I was going to say.
Yeah, Roger Bennett, probably number
I think
one.
The Beatles.
Number one. Speaking of England, so they obviously had an unbelievable World Cup. How closely were you in touch with some of those guys on the team? Because you played with some of them, and you know you were obviously a huge member of that team for so many years. How were you keeping close with those guys, talking to them throughout the World Cup?
I were talking to them through the World Cup. Obviously, you keep in touch and play with some of them a long time, both at club level and international level. So, yeah, you keep in touch, your friends, and wish them luck before games. But they done excellent, I thought. Had a great tournament, and just a shame we didn't get the final.
Yeah. A storyline that was kind of going throughout the World Cup was England always has kind of the pressure of the nation, and this team was young and kind of playing themselves. Did you feel that every time you went out there, like the pressure of the nation and the history of England, whether it be penalty kicks that went wrong in the past or whatnot?
Not really, I think. We knew there's, of course, a pressure. You go to a World Cup, you're playing for your country. Every player, whichever country you play for, has that pressure. I think it was just almost a when's it going to fall apart? When are we going to get knocked out? And it was sort of that, but as players, that was almost outside of the squad. As players, we were always focused and we were unlucky a few times, but that's football. And I think the lads who went into this World Cup done really well. They seem to play a lot with a lot of freedom, which I believe has come from the manager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, speaking of Gareth, were you the one, did you text him and tell him to unbutton the bottom button on his vest? Because I noticed he switched that up. Kind of played more loose after that.
Yeah, I told him to take it off, to be honest.
Yeah, let it breathe, let it breathe.
No, but no, I thought he looked quite smart.
Yeah, he did.
He was dapper.
Yeah, he looked real good.
This Big Cat was talking about some of the pressures that you face from the outside over in England. Those are some real capital J journalists over in England. They don't pull any punches. How have you found the United States media? Because we're kind of like the watchdogs of the U.S. sports journalists. So if you have any problems, come to us.
We'll take
Let
care
us know.
Of it
we'll,
for you.
We'll crack some skulls yeah, for you. But right. How have you found the U.S. media?
No, seriously, he's right. Like in England, if the media does something wrong, you sue them. If the media does something wrong in America, you tell us, and we make fun of them till they become irrelevant.
They just give up, and they turn into a puddle of
pus. Any problems I have, I'll come
to you.
Yeah,
tell us.
But how have you found the United States media so far?
Okay, I think all media is they have a job to do. And
mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're assholes.
I understand that, so yeah.
Do you like us?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right, so another thing that happens in sports culture in America is we have to debate everything till you're exhausted and you don't want to debate anymore. Yeah, I don't know if you know MJ versus LeBron, that whole thing. Ronaldo versus Messi. Who's better?
Messi.
Ooh, okay. That was quick.
Yeah.
And you played with Ronaldo, too.
Yeah, I think I've said it before, but the both probably the best two players ever to play the game. And I just think Messi is, in my eyes, the greatest ever.
We're Messi guys.
Yeah.
So you're in good company here.
I just think he's...
And by the way, we're going to cut out the part where you said that before, because we want to have this like the exclusive.
This is going to be breaking news.
First time ever Wayne Rooney has finally declared a winner of Ronaldo versus Messi.
What about MJ versus LeBron?
Honestly, I have no idea.
That's a good answer. That's a better answer than most people give, uh-huh. Because otherwise, like,
you paint
you
yourself
had answered,
into a corner.
Is LeBron doing
he's
Space,
in LA.
Space Jam 2?
I think so.
He's supposed to, but I don't know. He's stalled on production.
After he's done that, I can judge him on,
there we go.
On that, because my children love Space Jam with
MJ. You won. Okay.
So
all
I
right.
can judge them on that.
I think you're going to be good in America. You know, I think you got it.
They got Michael's secret stuff, the bottle of water. LeBron's is just going to be like a Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yeah, exactly.
He just loves that wine.
Exactly. You have a tattoo, and it says, just enough education to perform. I just wanted to say that's awesome, because like we're kind of the same way. Yeah. We have just enough education to be dumb enough to start a podcast and pretend it's real. So What made you get that tattoo?
It's actually from a band, music band, a Welsh band, Stereophonics.
Okay.
And it's the name of the album.
Okay.
And it's a band which I like, one of my favourite bands. So, and I just thought the lyrics in it was actually represented who I am.
It's represents us as well. I think we need to get the same one.
Some would say we almost have just enough education to almost be able to.
Yeah, we're like just close. Dumb enough to do okay in our job.
We're dumb enough to make you think that we're not as dumb as we actually are.
Right.
So if that makes any sense.
Perfect way to put
thank
that.
You.
That's what we should get tattooed.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate
what you just
it.
Said.
So I'm interested in talking with you a little bit about some of your sleep habits, because I did some research on you, meaning I looked at your Wikipedia page and I followed two links from that. and it said that you like to have some noise going on whenever you sleep. Are you a fan app guy on the iPhone, or I read somewhere that you like to have a hairdryer going?
Yeah.
What's up with it? Does it make you like more just relaxed while you sleep?
It just puts me asleep, yeah. Obviously, at home when my wife's there, we have a fan.
Yeah. Do you have the app on your phone, though?
No, we have a fan and
but
the
do you
fan.
Have, do you have the app for when you're on
I've
the road?
I've tried it. I don't like it.
You don't like it?
When I'm in the hotel alone, I have a hairdryer in the bedroom.
Okay.
Then you just turn on, you leave going all night.
I leave it on cold air.
That's smart. See, you're smarter than I am. I would not think to hit the cold button on it.
Yes.
That would end up burning down the hotel.
Yeah.
Room.
I do the same thing as you. I have the fan at home, and then when I'm on the road, I have the fan app on my phone. So
just enough education to not set off the fire alarm.
Yeah. Maybe
that's what the tattoo
that's
say.
Our common denominator. how much fun is it to score goals? That's a tough question.
That's a great question.
Thank you.
As a striker, it's the best feeling. You want to score, and when you do score, it's difficult to describe the feeling. But
what's your favorite celebration?
Double backflip.
Ooh, do you still have that?
Never had it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a great celebration. Uh-huh. That was your favorite celebration.
Would you ever Would you ever go into a game thinking, okay, if I get one goal, here's celebration number one, goal number two is going to be this one, and have that all planned out, or was it all spur of the moment?
Yeah, like it's.
Yeah, I've never. To be honest, I've never planned the celebration, so it just happens.
Not even the boxing one?
No.
Really? That one was my favorite.
Yeah. No, it's. I don't know. It just happens. Just, I've never planned one.
Okay. Do you still keep in touch with Ricky Hatton?
Now and again. So he's no. Obviously, he's a great fighter, one of the best fighters in Britain has produced. So, but obviously, he's living his life and enjoying his life with his family.
Yeah, I mean, when they did the fight, that song. There's only one Ricky Hatton. I'm a sucker for like a good song. Mm-hmm. So if you have a good song, I'll immediately become a fan of yours for life.
Yeah,
like I became an England fan. For It's Coming Home. That's a great song. Yeah, it's a great song.
Do you still train? Do you still train boxing?
Not really. Now and again, if I'm injured, then I think it's a great way to keep fit. Mm-hmm. But other than that, not really.
When was the last time you were in an actual fight?
Can't remember.
Okay. All right, well, we'll ask harder questions. Yeah. We'll see if we can
get there.
I'll
make you punch me in my face by the end of this interview.
So we have a lot of fans who are listening to this right now who might not be the biggest soccer fans. What's something that the casual fan doesn't understand about the sport?
For me, it's the greatest sport ever created.
Okay, I'll ask you. I'll ask a little more detailed. I always wonder, like, you guys walk around a lot. What's up with that? Are you just saving your energy or are you tired?
There's no point in running if you don't need to.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, words to live by.
I've seen. I went to a baseball game. They walk a lot.
There's no standing ground in baseball.
Basketball. They walk a lot. They stop. NFL. They stop.
No, there's no stopping.
True.
I'm a rugby player.
Baseball.
No,
it's
rugby.
Tough when you make fun of any sport.
No, I don't make fun.
No, I know, I know. But like when you say like when I ask a question like I ask and someone from outside of America is like, but what about baseball? Where they're just standing around the entire time. It's like. You got me there. That's true. That's a good point.
Do you have any goals in mind for the season, personal and also for DC United? Like, what do you want to accomplish at the end of this year?
No, I think personal goals, they change as the team progresses or doesn't progress. So I think my goal is to try and help this team move forward, move up the table and see how far we can go from now to the end of the season. That's my goal now is to try and help us win the next game.
So when you decided to make the trip across the pond and come over to the States, what did you like? What was the big draw for that? What was the driving force behind coming here?
Great question.
Thank you. Do you want to compliment my question too?
Not really.
It's a trick.
I've had it about five times this week. So
okay. Yeah. Well, I asked it better.
Yeah.
I'll try and answer it differently. No, I think, as I said, I met the owners and. See the new stadium, as you've seen tonight, new training ground. I've watched the team. I was excited. Some very talented players, and I could see myself fitting in. So that was the main reason.
And Beckham hasn't opened his Miami team yet. You can add that to it.
Also, the beer's
going. That's coming.
The beer's colder over here.
The beer is colder.
Have you noticed that?
I haven't had any yet. So.
Oh, okay. Well, we got to fix that. Yeah. All right. The SeatGeek question. We'll wrap this up in a second. So we do a SeatGeek question. You can, if you want to come to a DC United game. You put in promo code TAKE, and you get $10 off your ticket. So anyone who wants to come watch Wayne Rooney, put in the promo code TAKE, you get $10 off. What can we teach you about America? Like, what do you need to know? Use us right now. Like, a question that I really want to ask this question, but I'm going to look silly. You're in the trust tree.
Okay. What date is Thanksgiving?
Oh, that's a good question. We'll put you in touch with our Thanksgiving correspondent, Blake Bortles, on this one. It is the second...
No, third.
It's the third Thursday in November.
Yeah, so third Thursday in November.
It changes. It's not on the same date.
Are you looking forward to that?
I am not.
Yeah, okay. Third Thursday. All you got to do, you basically wake up, you just start eating, you watch football, American, real football for the entire day, and then you just keep eating, and then the next day you wake up and eat all the leftovers. Pretty good.
Okay, it's great.
It's pretty good.
Did you celebrate 4th of July?
Yeah, I went down to the National Mall.
Yeah.
Nice.
Watched the fireworks. And.
Does that make you a traitor?
I just took it in. It was
a nice thing. What would the Queen say about that if she knew that you were celebrating us defeating Britain in a war? She'd be upset?
He just took it in.
I just took it in. I went to see the fireworks.
Is it weird being here and having people not recognize you on the street constantly?
No, it's nice. It's nice to have a bit of freedom, a bit of downtime without having to stop every couple of minutes.
Right. Right, walking around. I love it. Mm-hmm. You got any last I have one last question, but go ahead.
I'm just wondering if there's any additional pressure, you know, coming over here the way that you did. You're still in, you know, almost at the peak of your performance and your capabilities right now. Is there any additional pressure to, like, grow the game in the United States? Are there people, like, asking you to do, you know, outreach things to, like, try to help American soccer while you're over here? Or are you just
no,
kind of focused?
I'll do what I can to help this team, and if that helps in any way.
We need all the help we can get.
Mm-hmm. Soccer, we really grow.
Thank you.
Okay.
In the United States, then.
Yeah, that's a good answer. All right, my last question. We were actually thinking about doing this entire interview in English accents and seeing if you could catch on. So, radar English accents. You go first.
What, mate? It's rubbish, isn't it?
Bruv, it was madness when you scored. Bruv.
Bruv, the assist was world class, isn't it?
Bruv, it's coming home, bruv.
Is that trying to be Cockney?
I have no idea. You tell me. Was it Cockney? Was that good?
A little bit.
By order of the Peaky fucking Blinders. Yeah. You watch that show?
I actually haven't watched.
Oh,
it's pretty
good.
You might have to turn on subtitles because it's hard to understand.
Yeah, it's hard to
accents,
understand
them. It's a very difficult accent to understand.
The Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Yeah, Birmingham, bruv.
Birmingham, bruv.
All right, last question. Do you read Harry Potter?
I've read it, yeah.
Okay, we're not nerds.
Not all of them.
So we don't read it. So tell us, should we read it?
Yeah, I think it's both for children and adults. It's, you know, one of the greatest, seven, I think it is.
Yeah,
seven or eight.
A lot of books. We don't read very well.
But to watch the movies.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, now you're speaking our language. Okay. Yeah. All right, Wayne Rooney, thank you so much. DC United, best of luck for the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. And you passed this test, so you're now officially an American citizen.
Mm-hmm.
This was your citizenship test.
Thank you.
All right, okay, thanks.
That interview with Wayne Rooney was brought to you by MeUndies. You've definitely heard me talk about MeUndies. You know, the fun, comfy undies that feel as good as they look. Well, to those of you who haven't tried them yet, listen up. You can get incredible underwear sent directly to your door with MeUndies, meaning no more hunting around for the perfect pair at a crowded store and eventually settling for good enough. They are literally the best underwear that I've ever put on in my life. I love MeUndies. They're the only type of underwear I ever wear. If you got to wear underwear, you might as well wear MeUndies. They're made with a sustainably sourced material from beechwood trees. It's a naturally soft fiber. It's a fabric that won't sag down or ride up. You know what I'm talking about. Trust me, once you put on a pair, you'll get it. MeUndies is so sure that you'll love your first pair that if you're not happy, they're going to do whatever they can to get you into the right pair. And if they can't, keep them, and they're going to refund you. It's really risk-free. You try the best underwear ever. You will absolutely love it. I love it. I truly do. If you're already part of the MeUndies fam, tell your friends about it through the referral program. They get a discount, and you get store credit. Free underwear. Win-win. Still not sure? Well, MeUndies has a deal for my listeners. First-time purchasers get 15% off your first pair, and you get free shipping. That's 15% off plus free shipping, and the guarantee that you and your MeUndies will be so, so happy together. Get your tookus over to MeUndies.com and treat yourself. To get your 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/take. That's MeUndies.com/take. Show me your MeUndies.
Hey, it's PFT here talking about Peloton. Starting is everything when it comes to fitness. Peloton encourages you to get moving by doing what you can. Peloton helps you start no matter what level you're at. That's why they have instructors who motivate you from day one with thousands of classes from all levels to get you started. I love my Peloton. I'm back on the Buns of Anarchy. I've been back on the bike if you want to join Buns of Anarchy. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply.
Okay. All right, let's get to some segments. First up, we have a thoughts and prayers, a big time thoughts and prayers to Boltman. So Boltman, if you don't know, he is the guy who dresses up as a lightning bolt for the San Diego Chargers, now the LA Chargers. He has announced his retirement. Not only announcing his retirement, but he's put his Boltman costume on sale on eBay. That it also includes all intellectual property rights for the Boltman character.
This is sad to me. First of all, because Boltman is awesome.
The best.
He's probably the most municipally active mascot of all time. He goes to city council meetings.
Yeah,
he's
familiar. In full Boltman.
Yes, he's familiar with Robert's Rules of Order. The guy knows his shit when it comes to town councils. It's sad that he's retiring, and it's even sadder that he's putting this up on eBay. I was hoping at least he would have like an offspring, a male offspring to pass down the Boltman costume to, keep it in the
Bolt
family.
Baby.
Isn't that how the Badger was done in Wisconsin for a while?
What?
It was passed down like through a family, like the mascot?
I don't know.
I probably just made
I
that
just
up.
I just know that there was one guy who lived in the same building as me, and he was the Badger mascot.
Oh,
and
yeah?
In the shared washer and dryer room, I like... Every now and then, I was like, I just should just steal this.
You would see that?
Yeah, I would
costume?
See it being washed. I'd be like, I should just steal this.
Yeah,
right
I'm shocked that you didn't.
Yeah,
because
it was.
That.
I think it's like a felony in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You get to put to death.
Yeah, it's very Wisconsin nice.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, it sucks because like I would like to see him keep in the family, or it doesn't have to be a male offspring. It could be Bolt woman.
Yes.
Up next, but it's sad. This is like the
gender spectrum.
The end of an era.
It really is, and it's like this is the official move of the Chargers to LA.
Yeah,
they moved. They already played there. But when Boltman retires and he's like, I'm done. I've been pushed too far. I love these fans like Ragnar, Marlins man, Detroit Don and Superfan in Detroit when they got kicked out. Boltman, these diehard fans that the organization just pushes them a little too far and they have to announce their retirement. Right now on eBay.
Fireman Ed,
$16,000 for Boltman's costume and all intellectual
that's
property
it?
Rights. Yeah, that's it.
Wow, I thought it'd be a lot more than that.
Bargain. So
that's really sad. I wonder
what the full intellectual property rights like look like. Like what
there's only one way to find out.
Yeah,
we have to put a bid on that.
We should GoFundMe it.
We have to definitely put a bid on that.
Fuck. Sad.
It is sad, and it's very sad the way that it happened. Like he should have obviously cut the cord last year when they moved to LA, but. We've all been in like a long distance relationship like
that. Try to make it work.
You try to make it work. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, it's only an hour and a half
we'll
away.
We'll FaceTime.
We'll see each other, every Friday I'll drive up or you'll drive down.
And then that one day goes by where you don't FaceTime.
Yeah.
And
then it leads
text.
To multiple days.
Yeah.
And then like she sees you at like a college baseball game on a Sunday instead of watching the Chargers.
Yeah.
It's like, just unravels from there.
Your Boltman's done. All right. Next up we have Sorry Not Sorry. This goes to A's. Outfielder Mark Kenha.
Yeah, Kenya.
Huge A's fans here. So he bat flipped against the Giants, big rivalry, and said sorry, but then updated it and said, "So actually, this was the exact quote. People getting offended by bat flips is so silly. I'm not sorry. I'm not really sorry. It's part of our game. Well, I fucking love this.
Yeah, originally he said... that he would like to apologize to anyone who got offended by it. So it wasn't even just a sorry, not sorry. It was a sorry, not sorry if you were offended.
Are there people who are still offended by bat flips?
I don't think so. I think pitchers.
I think this might be a straw man now. I think we've gotten to the point where, like, a few years ago, like, the Jose Bautista one was the big one where it was, there was still some people like, that was disrespectful. And it got overwhelmed by people like, no, actually make baseball fun. Now I think... We might just be arguing against no one and maybe Peter Gammons.
That's how boring baseball can be, is the way to make it fun is by like tossing your bat after you hit a home run.
Yes.
That's how we decide what fun is in baseball. But yeah, I don't think that there's anybody. It's only the pitchers. It's the pitcher that gets the home run hit off of them. That guy is the one that's offended by it.
Yeah, it's like basically the last people offended by bat flips are pitchers and anyone who's in the St. Louis Cardinals organization.
Yes.
That's it.
Or formerly in the St. Louis Cardinals organization.
Good segue, PFT. Thanks. So thoughts and prayers to Mike Matheny. Dum Dum Brains is what I have been calling him over the years. So he got fired.
I think that probably had a lot to do with his firing. Like
Dum Dum Brains.
Once you get labeled as Dum Dum Brains.
Yeah, I was after 2015 when he botched that series against Cubs. I was happy about that.
You can't
but
come back from that.
Dum Dum Brains Matheny got fired by the Cardinals mid season, which doesn't happen. They're like the Steelers. Like they don't fire managers. They always have long term managers. This is how they do it.
Doesn't matter how many DUIs you get, you're with us for life.
Right. So he got fired and he got fired for sucking, but also he had Bud Norris basically hazing the entire team and like being the cop in the team, and he wasn't talking to Dexter Fowler, and he's Dum Dum Brains.
Mm-hmm. Being a cop on a team full of cops.
Yeah. So thoughts
the
and prayers
cop.
To him.
He's that cop from Cops.
So should Bud Norris just become the new manager?
Did I read that his replacement's name is his last name is Shit?
That makes sense.
I think it's like Matt Shit.
I need. Do you know what I need? I need Yachty to be
Yachty,
the player. Yeah,
they would not like him.
Yachty to be the player manager, or I said it Jim Edmonds would be a great pick.
Jim, just anyone that used to play for the Cardinals.
Anyone can restore the Cardinal way.
Yeah.
That's been lost. Just Joe Buck. Dumb brains.
Joe Buck should be the manager.
Yeah, Joe Buck should just come and hang out. And then, but be like, I'm not rooting for any team.
Yeah. What's Matheny going to do? My first inclination was he's definitely running for Congress at some point.
I don't know. He's probably going to have another failed real estate investment or something.
Yeah, probably.
No brains.
I could see Matheny really fitting in, just hanging out at a hardware store.
Yeah.
And just, like, criticizing people's choice of, like, oh, you're hanging a door with that size screw?
Oof.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I don't want to see your measurements. I don't know. I don't trust rulers. I go with my gut.
Huge dip in his mouth. Yeah. Just standing in the parking lot.
Yeah. Just offering unwanted advice to people doing weekend projects.
Yeah. I don't want to, you know, stick on this on the Cardinals and bashing the Cardinals, but I just want to throw this out there into the ether. Yadier Molina, 35 years old, on pace for the most home runs in his career.
Very interesting.
In
the launching pad known as Busch Field.
And the seams have been raised, so it's actually harder to hit home runs.
That's true. Very interesting.
Okay. All right, let's wrap it up with we have a take quake. PFD laid on us.
Yeah, this is from my good friend, Sheriff Clark. I think he's from Milwaukee, right? You might recognize Sheriff Clark as he's the sheriff that wears a big cowboy hat, okay, even though he's not from the South.
Yeah.
And he wears a military uniform, even though he never served in the military.
Yep.
He's a pretty cool guy. He says, Serena Williams, here's his take on Serena. Serena has been a great tennis champion and role model for young girls. Media highlighted that she played for all moms today. Moms means they let their pregnancies go full term. Will the left now call her anti-reproductive rights? So that took a hard left turn there.
Take quake.
Yeah, that's a big-time take quake.
I like that.
Serena did have that one match aborted, though. People forget about that when she was all when she was all like loopy from the pain pills or whatever.
Oh my God.
People don't talk about that. That's a legitimately hilarious video to watch now.
What?
The video where she has to withdraw from that doubles match.
Yeah.
Because she's either, like, drunk. I think she said she was exhausted.
Yeah.
But she was obviously screwed up on something.
Yeah, when someone, like Jason Day, who has vertigo, so it's not really funny to laugh about, but when he, like, collapsed and, like, was laying on that hill in the golf course, that was, I mean, or Coach K.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I mean, it's hard. As long as the person is all right after, I think you could have to wait, like, maybe 6 months, and if the person everything checks out and they're okay, we can laugh at someone just randomly fainting.
Yeah, having a
pass-out
situation.
That's a very funny thing to laugh about.
Yeah. So, yeah, everyone knows liberals hate Serena Williams, so Sheriff Clark is absolutely right about that.
By the way, if you want some more take quakes from internet commenters, Hard Factor.
Hard Factor.
Download it.
Good point. Check out Hard Factor. Daily news. I call it daily news cocaine.
Ooh,
comes out.
That's a great.
Every morning, 15 minutes or less, get your news in.
Listen to Part of My Take, then Hard Factor.
Yeah, boom. after Part of My Take.
Yeah, it's like and your then, come down.
Yes.
Well, yeah, but with the cocaine.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're like news meth.
We're speedball.
We're news meth. We're longer acting.
Yes.
Because it goes for over an hour.
Yeah.
But they're the cocaine that you take before you take your meth.
Yes. All right, so that is our show. We will be at the Bullpen Bar Monday and Tuesday in D.C. in beautiful, great DC, where it's not hot and a billion degrees and 100% humidity. We'll be there. We'll be maybe going to the Home Run Derby with Marlins, man. We've sent the text. When you listen to this, tweet at Marlins, man, and be like, hey, it'd be really funny if the PMT guys went out to the outfield with you again this year. That would actually be really great. So we will see you at the bullpen or at the games, and we'll also see you on Wednesday.
Love you guys.
Oh, yeah. Taking over for the 99 and also the 2000. Yeah.
in my mustache. Paint all in my butt crack, paint all in my nutsack. That's grit. Get lit. That's my shit. That's grit. Down in the bayou.
It's Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.